So today we had another volunteer experience. We volunteered for about 2.5 hours up in the mountainous area just behind Cuchita. And we've been here about a month ago, so it was nice to see a bit of progress after a month. And today I was volunteering with Emma and Jamie.
Yes.
Hello. Say hello.
Hello.
You guys want to describe what we were doing today, what the situation was?
So today we were near where there were some homes that were, some were completely destroyed and many were very much partially destroyed, but that we were getting mud from underneath the baseboards, I believe. So there was a group that was scooping the mud and then into buckets, and then we had like an assembly line bringing the buckets to dump to another area, and then bringing the buckets back so that they can fill them again. So that's mainly what we were doing, was with the assembly line. So it worked pretty well, and there was enough people to make it pretty easy work.
They seem to be switching out the groups every 10 or 15 minutes, didn't
yes.
you think?
Yes, about 10, 15 minutes breaks, and then the breaks lasted about 15 minutes, I believe. Yeah.
There were a lot of volunteers going up there today.
Yes.
And we met at the same Cuchita Elementary sign-in area.
Yes.
How was the sign-in for you, Emma? Is the first time you did it?
It was pretty straightforward, nothing complicated, pretty quick and efficient, I thought.
And there were some staff that spoke English, right, today?
Yes, there were. Yep. So it was pretty easy.
What did you need to write on the form again?
I just had to write name, age, address, and then they gave you a little sticker with your name on it. And that was pretty much it.
Yeah. And maybe your telephone number?
And telephone number as
just
well.
Just in
yes.
case they can't locate you, I think,
yes.
for emergency reasons.
Yes.
And then it was a bit far away, so we were taken up to the area about 5 minutes, what do you think?
Yeah, about a 5 minute drive.
By car?
Yep.
And on the way up, we went in someone's nice car. And
yes.
we apologized because we're muddy getting in, but on the way back, we came in the back of a truck, and there were loads of volunteers kept coming today, so really it was fine to do for a short time.
Yes.
Didn't you think?
I think so. Maybe even better, because there's just a lot of people.
Yeah.
In one small area.
Yeah, there seems to be...
But there's still a lot of work that needs to be done in that area.
Definitely. There's still a lot of need. And it's a very easy place, don't you think, to go and volunteer?
I think so. And they said they are doing every day still. Right?
Can you guys...
Until the end of the month.
Yeah. Can you guys describe the process after we got back to the volunteer center?
So once you get back and you get out of the truck, so they'll spray down your shoes because they're trying to get as much mud off of you as possible. So they'll spray your shoes. You put your feet into a bucket and they'll scrub your shoes. And then there's also, this is the first time I've seen this one, they also had like an almost disinfectant bucket that you would step into after your shoes are washed in order to, I guess, kill the bacteria on your shoes. And then after that, there's an area you can wash your hands.
And gargle?
And then gargle iodine.
There was a watered down iodine in a cup that they wanted us to rinse our mouths with, right?
Yes. Which wasn't as bad as the first time we did it. Maybe I'm used to it
I
now.
Think we're getting used to it, right?
But it didn't seem as potent and as hard to digest, even though I'm not digesting.
Don't swallow it.
Don't swallow it.
Don't swallow it.
But. Yeah, so you just gargle it and spit it into there's drains underneath, and that's to help make sure there's no bacteria in your throat that could possibly get into your lungs. So just all safety precautions to make sure that you're not getting sick from your experience.
And at the volunteer center today, I noticed they had, if you didn't have a hat, they had spare hats They had face towels you could keep around your neck. They masks. Also had masks. Mm-hmm. Anything else you
candy.
Noticed?
They candy,
of course. Yeah.
Really cute. And they had the drinks also.
Yeah.
Like last time.
They had the drinks. And then even up at the area in the mountains, didn't they have coolers by the rest area so you could take more drinks? Did you notice that?
I didn't notice.
Yeah.
That.
So inside the styrofoam coolers, if you wanted a drink, you could
okay.
you could take one out of there too. So every place we've volunteered so far has always had drinks on location.
Yes.
But there is a chance they won't, so it's always good to have your own too.
Yes.
Any other comments, guys?
Overall, it was just a great experience. Everybody was so gracious and just thankful.
Yeah.
I just felt very appreciated for what we were coming out to do, which
yes.
was nice.
Yes.
That was awesome. And then today, actually, we was the first time we got a commemorative like piece of paper with a stamp on it that says you volunteered and to keep that as a kind of a memory or proof of volunteering, I guess. That was nice. Anything to add, Jamie?
Oh, I think that's about it.
Okay. Good job, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.